SBS Radio.
Mama.
Mama.
Baba.
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 These are students of Adelaide's Dinka Ethnic School. Most of the students here were born in Australia to South Sudanese migrants. Dinka is the language they speak at home, but many are more comfortable in English. 12-year-old Yaga Rang's parents came here before she was born.
To escape war and better education and live a future, better future here, yeah.
Like many second-generation Australians, she's growing up living between two cultures.
I feel Aussie, but like when I come home, I feel full like South Sudanese, but then when I go to school, I feel like full Aussie.
Along with about 40 others, she comes here every Saturday to improve her Dinka skills.
I think it's important to learn your your past and your parents, where they're born. I think it's really important. So I don't really mind coming to school on Saturday. So yeah, I think it's pretty good, yeah.
Mabel Ajak is a teenager himself. He only moved to Australia a few years ago. He's mainly here to help the younger kids.
Some of them has English accent, so they can't make the African accent. Then they can't really speak Dinka properly.
Their parents come from a generation forced to flee what became South Sudan during a devastating civil war. It was a group of parents who set up the school 10 years ago, concerned about a growing communication gap with their children. Bol Juk, chairman of the Dinka Ethnic School, says that's because most are still learning English.
I would say that majority of parents actually don't have confidence in English, including myself. I do speak English, but I can't say a lot of meaningful things in English, so I have to say them in Dinka for it to make a meaning and make an impact on individual.
Like many of his generation, his own education was interrupted by the conflict that ravaged his homeland.
I've been part of what they call now a lost boy of South Sudan. So we went as a group of young people to Ethiopia and probably 26,000 young people to a place called Panyinduk. I was part of that.
Eventually, he escaped and moved to Australia.
If within Australia context, I think majority of parents in our community will be considered a disadvantage, and that is what a parent invests in. So we come from a mindset that education can change life.
Emerging from decades of conflict, South Sudan is still a fragile nation.
Mama.
Some of the students in this class
Baba.
Have never been to their parents'
Baba.
Homeland. A few, armed with strong language skills and an international education, say they hope to help it see a brighter future. The young teaching assistant, Mabel Ajak, is among them.
When I grow up and I have a lot of money, I'll go back there and help all the kids that don't have education. Probably build a school for the kids.
But Ali Al-Mulak, who has 5 children in the class, says most see their future here, in the place they call home.
Maybe 10% will go back to South Sudan if they go back. But most of the people, they will be Australian, working for the welfare of Australia.
Rhianna Nelston, SBS News.
sbs.com.au